Similar narration states that the reciter himself will receive 124,000 rewards. This particular narration does not specify the day of Jumu'ah, that he has to read it on the day of Jumu'ah, he can be read. Anytime Allah will bless him, 124,000 rewards. And this narration, 100,000 of his sins will be forgiven and 24,000 of his parents. What number is it? What number is it? 125 and low, slow speed. But is it feeling hot or cold? Not sure. Not sure what they're feeling. As we found that it takes some time to read the wazifas after Jumu'ah, and we find that when you leave for Salat al-Jumu'ah, then the wife will say, come back quickly, because you want to eat. So we have to hurry up slowly after Salat al-Jumu'ah also. So how to hurry up slowly, that too is an art and a skill how to do it. So it takes some time, but as we get used to it, then we can be faster with it. And Salat al-Jumu'ah, we know that after Jumu'ah Salah, the complete Salah is 4 sunnat after Salat al-Jumu'ah, 4 sunnat, 2 sunnat, and then 2 nafil. So Salat al-Jumu'ah is complete thereafter. So it includes the nafil also. So we have 4, 2, and 2. Then we have the wazaif to read thereafter. So as we mentioned that one wazifa, before we speak to anybody, then to read it. But as Hazrat says, starter pack for us, that we can read it as we're driving home. So even when the Messenger will send a message, you're still in the masjid, I'm on the way home. So on the way home, then we can take it easy also, not too fast. Or we're walking home, then we can finish reading it until Alhamdulillah. Many a times, many youngsters become despondent that I just can't do these things, I don't have the time, I'm rushing, or there's no punctuality, there's no istiqamah, steadfastness. So you say, by you know, all your movement and harakat, do the amal. But do it at least. At least start doing it. So when we asked this also to Hazrat Wala, Dhamma Barakat, to our Honorable Sheikh, and then he mentioned to me, he said, Maulana, all this will come with age also. Many things happen in maturity. Now you're young, you have to go home quickly, the children are there also. As you get older, now you find there's more time. And you're less, your sleep also will get less. Your intake will get less also, and output will become more. So everything happens in its time. One time I mentioned to Hazrat also, Hazrat, we hear all the stories of the awliya, what amal they were doing, whole night in tahajjud and amal. Hazrat, where we can reach there? Hazrat rebuked when he scolded me, he says, oh, only Yusuf, the stories are to encourage you, not to make you despondent. Take encouragement that inshallah you will get there and make dua. Is that based upon how much you can do? Tawfiq from Allah. Ask Allah to give you the tawfiq. And everything will happen in its time. You just do it how much you can do, and however you can do it, start doing it. Start doing it. I remember Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got nubuwwat after 40. A 20-year-old boy wants to be like a 40, he'll get there inshallah. And then also, we shouldn't think, nah, I'm over 50, I'm very old now. Now expiry date is up. No, one thing we learned recently, we're always learning something, subhanAllah. But an alim recently, and he's also around over 50, so I said, Manana, we had some da'wat somewhere. So I said, Manana, how come you didn't make it for the da'wat? Only after Isha you came. He said, no, there was some training at the masjid. I said, Manana, you're training now, you still got the himmat and the strength. He said, no, Manana, we're not old. Maybe 50. But the first battle in Islam took place in which year? Battle of Badr? Which year that was? Second year Hijri. Second year Hijri. What was the age of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah. 55. 50? At the age of 55 was in the battlefield. They don't think you're old now. You're still fit at that age, at 55. And then the following year was Uhud. Then came Khandaq. That was, he was in the trench with 2 stones tied to his belly. Still active. Still active. And then Fatah Makkah. Hudaybiyah before that. Had to go to Umrah, come back. So at that age also, Nabi of Allah was still fit. Sahaba Ikram, they weren't young. Abu Bakr Siddiq was 2-3 years younger than Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. They were still moving at that age. We feel now, we feel all the creaks and all the joints are paining, etc. That's because of the aircon, by the way. That's because of the aircon is going into the bone. So, there's moderation. So, at that age also, Nabi of Allah was still fit, was still active, was still in the battlefield, still getting a sword, riding a horse, etc. So, he said that we are gone old, alhamdulillah, we still have the strength, Allah to keep with afiyah. So, however we can do it, we must do the amal. In the time will come, inshallah, when Allah Ta'ala will give tawfiq, then now we can bring it to perfection and do it as it should be done. But don't leave the amal. Now we see there's a clause there, do it before you speak to anybody. And I spoke to someone, so leave it out. So, when it comes to the tidy meal also, and the biryani is served, and they forgot to bring the meat too, what do you say, leave it out? You know, bring it after the biryani also. So I say, you forgot the papad, now I bring it now also. Even though the meal is finished, they would use the papad to have the meat too and the alwa. Then how are you eating that together? Then now we'll bring it still. You made it, now we can't waste it to fill the haq of the food. But they also will still do it. We still do it also. Now we finish have our quota of quota, etc. Then the baking came. Oh, the baking, bring the chai also now. So that food now we don't say no. They will say, marhaba ahlan wa sahlan. They actually got enough place, alhamdulillah. But when it comes to amal, now leave it out. No, do it. However we can do it. And then Allah will give tawfiq, because a good deed pulls a good deed. Also one will be the mudakar of salah on Yom al-Ahad on Sunday, inshallah. But what we can do now very quickly when it comes to salah, which we also started learning also. We always in the learning process all the time. To the extent that Hazrat Wala also, if he learns anything new, he takes out his pen and his notebook and he makes a note of it. At this age also, still writing notes. That I must remember this, to make amal upon it. At one time I remember we were on Safar, and Hazrat was giving a bayan, and I wasn't aware who was in the majma there. He was an old man, maybe close to 80 years old. And listening very attentively, and taking down notes, So after the bayan, Hazrat knew this person. So Hazrat asked him, he said, Baji, you're still writing notes? You have to write notes, subhanAllah. When I go home, then the Bibi wants to know what I heard. She was to hear the whole bayan. She was to hear the whole bayan of what Mawlana said in the bayan. And then we both make amal upon it. Then I realized, then I asked somebody, that who's this old man? So this is Haji Bayat. He has passed away now. The Honorable Father of Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib. So much shauk and desire Mufti Sahib's parents had. So she should wait. That time there was no receiver, etc. But you must write the whole bayan out. So when you come home, I would listen to the whole Mawlana mentioned. Now whatever we can make amal upon, let's make amal upon. So when we have the type of a partnership in our marriage, then mashallah we'll have pious children also. So when it comes to Salah especially, we've been mentioning this also, we Allah Ta'ala desired in Salah to be absolutely motionless. Alhamdulillah, one of our Mata Kifin, Haji Ansar to mention, he says, Mutisab, after I started trying this, the enjoyment in Salah is something else. And try it. To be absolutely emotionless in Salah, you don't even know what it means to be emotionless. What it is to be emotionless, you don't even know. So very quickly, we'll just show the brothers, I'm still learning myself. That is why we learn also in the path of Allah, keep a big L on your back. Big L. What's the L? Learner driver. Amma? Learner driver. Don't have another, not driving school yet. Still learning to drive. So, as long as another says to only have a learner driver, but Allah shukar and fazal also, Allah Ta'ala didn't connect one monitor to our backs. And in Salah, the monitor comes on, what he's thinking. Say, Ya Allah, that has to happen. With the monitor in the back screen comes on, when you say, Allahu Akbar, the monitor comes on. And everybody behind you can see what he's thinking in namaz. Say, Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala didn't make something like that. But it's all between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll just demonstrate to the brothers very quickly. Once in madrasa to the madrasa boys, sometimes things become more clear when you do the opposite. So once I mentioned to the boys, just check whether my namaz is correct or not. So all the alim boys, mashallah, they're doing bibbi kitabs. So I stood before them, we just see now those that know salah, we all know salah more or less. So I stood up. So I said, this is Mustafa wrong. I said, but do you all stand like that? He said, oh yeah. He said, how much do it? I said, all right. You know, still wrong. So what's the correct way? He said, no, your feet are not right. So all right, the kitab say four fingers apart.
So let's put the four fingers apart and facing the Qibla.
Facing the Qibla. As it says to, so that one foot is facing towards Hollywood, and one is Bollywood. So your Qibla will be this way you way. When we face towards Makkah Mukarramah, this is my Qibla. I'm going to Makkah Sharif. So the feet must be four fingers apart as far as possible. It's aqrab ila al-khushu'. Alama Shami says, if I'm putting the feet together, you'll feel some discomfort already. Because I'm not used to it. Salah is about that. Something we have to learn is an exercise which is not something natural. Is that this adat? It must become ibadat. It's different now. So you feel a bit of discomfort. Even now, if I'm a bit, what do you say, mashallah. But mashallah, I can't get my feet so close together. Then it, even if it's a part of the bit, my face it towards the Qibla. Not just standing anyhow. Just standing anyhow is how I stand normally. Now I'm standing before Allah, there's a different standing. So the feet towards the Qibla. Takbir al-Tahrima, I raise the hands in line with the earlobes. And the palms facing towards the Qibla. And from here, Allahu Akbar. And we find many brothers don't tie their hands correctly. Yes, it's going now. But the hands are still like this. Or they're holding it like this. Or sometimes like this. What the sunnah tariqah? The revised by Ali radiallahu anhu. Inna mina sunnah. And taba'a, that a person place yadahu al-yumna ala yadayi al-yusra tahta surratihi. Kama qad. Among those, from the sunnah that he ties his right hand above his left hand below the surah, below the navel. So to tell the boys also, by this cheek where your navel is. Otherwise, some people, the navel, the hands are tied so high, I said, maybe you got a pool there, I don't know. That is still now so high the navel is. But check where the navel is and where I tie my hand. It didn't tie on the navel, it's a tie below the navel. And he also thought it was so easy. As your hands are naturally down, as you can see it naturally down, all you got to do is this. Not this. As your hands are, all you got to do is buckle up. And you got it. This left hand is tucked in. Then your three fingers apart. So it's not like this. Then Hazrat mentioned also one time, he was standing next to someone. Standing next to one, Mauli Sahib, and he said for the entire namaz, he was playing tablas. Say, so, Allah, my namaz was spoiled. As it is, he had a pot belly, and that tree was, oh, namaz, he carried on like that. Yeah. No khushu in salah. No, mine wasn't in namaz also. So, we're going to get to the part of becoming motionless in salah. Now, maybe we're getting the postures right, we can't go into all of it now. But at least when we tie our hands, now we try just to stand motionless. But you notice, even waiting now, my salah is correct, but my hands are still moving, shoulders are still moving, toes are still moving from one leg to the other leg. I'm not motionless. The Quran demands khashi'in. Khashi'in means you're absolutely motionless. But I feel this is all part of concentration. I'm still, my mind is there. The body has to be absolutely motionless and the heart is concentrated upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is salah once. If the body becomes motionless, I promise you, your heart also will be attentive to Allah. Because you're not used to it. Because you're moving all the time. Now you're standing, not moving shoulders, not moving the head also, you just focus. Even the toes aren't fidgeting, nor the hands also. And now to go into ruku, there's no posture in between. When you go into ruku, there will be still a little bit this way, that way. The hands are still moving, then we'll go down. Even going down, we get the toes and we move the toes a bit. Move the fingers a little bit. The shoulders, we're not motionless though. Now, just to understand, if I stand motionless, just for 5 seconds. See, it's still moving. There's no movement. You have to concentrate on it. They're not moving anything. They already brings concentration in self. They're not moving any limb of my body. I'm completely focused. And if you try it, see how difficult it is. And when I come up from ruku also, come up and stop immediately. Otherwise, when you come up from ruku, myself, I'm still moving a bit. Moving the hands, moving the shoulders, the head a little bit. So he's not motionless, and the body part must come to the natural position. Going to sajdade, coming into coma, jalsa, all his postures, we are still in movement. Sitting in tashahud, also there. Also the fingers are still moving. Fingers are still moving, the body is still moving. So when you're sitting here, sometimes you'll find the fingers are still moving. Or the body is still moving. If you sit completely motionless, you don't even feel normal to him. Brother is tired also sitting in the shahud now for 5 seconds. But I'm tired. So you know what I'm speaking about, inshallah. Just try, sit 5 seconds, just motionless, not moving fingers or toes or body. And see how much mujahada qurbani it is. We'll have to focus. Gee, I'm sure you found it easy, inshallah. It's a bit heavy. It's a bit heavy. The hands, when it comes to the hands, the palms are on the thighs and the fingers just overlap the knees. Fingers just overlap the knees. Not going down also, just overlapping, but in the direction of the Qibla. Although the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made a luqma with his left knee. Made a luqma like this. One riwayat comes like that. That he made a luqma like a muscle with the left knee. And the different riwayat, some say that he placed his palms ala faqidayhi upon his thighs. Some say he made a luqma. So ulama say that we link up all the different narrations. So the palm on the thighs and the fingers overlap the knees. But that is sufficient, so you got it there. So try from the next salah. And though the niyati kaf, alhamdulillah, we're not in a rush to go anywhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except after Maghrib. That's why we are here, alhamdulillah. So at least increase our tasbihat. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, at least increase it to 5, 7, 9. Now a nafil or a sunnah, at least increase it now. That we won't find it natural, is about now heavy to increase, because we haven't done it for years. Unless, alhamdulillah, we have a habit. Otherwise, we just on startup still. We haven't gone into contractors yet. I'll be waiting for the khilafah to come. And maybe when I get the khilafah in the high topi, then I'll get there. But we have to start it from now. When Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that the three tasbihat, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, he was saying these three minimum is for the musafir who is traveling. When the muqim at home, he's a muqim. His day is about namaz. Business is all by the way. That he must rush. Here there is no rush. And our Shaykh al-Hadith, Fadl Rahman Sahib says, that the people in the world, they perform salah the fastest are from Indo-Pak. The Indians of Indo, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, so their namaz is the fastest. There's nobody faster than them. See our brothers from North Africa, they got rich minan in their namaz. Whether they're from Somalia, Ethiopia, Burundi, Malawi, etc. When they start their namaz, they got no rush. You see, they put the tasbih in front over there, although they're working, but they stand with itminan in the namaz. And they take their time. You got no rush whatsoever. We're just rushing. Here's the worker got no rush, but the boss is rushing. So we have to change this. The only way we can change it is to bring all the sunnah du'as, quma, jalsa, Rabbana wa laka alhamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Other du'as to be read also. Then between the two sajdas, Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqni. Now, we are extending our namaz a bit. And once you do that, what does it mean? Now you're fulfilling the purpose of your life. And Hazrat says, as long as you are in salah, as long as you are in salah, one muraqabah of salah is also, Allah Ta'ala gave the command to come for salah. And Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq, I came for salah. So one muraqabah meditation is, Ya Allah, right now I am fulfilling a command of yours as you commanded me. When you fulfill the command of Allah, what will be the reaction? You get everything you want. You fulfill the command. You get what you want. Hazrat says it is impossible, impossible that I am in salah and Allah will destroy my dunya. Not possible. The eyes will see nuqsan. The eyes will see some loss. But iman will say there was a gain. There was no loss. That custom, I mean, I said, went somewhere else. Umrudda recently told me. If somebody came to, he's got a tile shop, and they bought goods for 50,000 plus. 50,000 plus, they came back, whatever happened there, and he came to return everything. All the tiles. So he says, I felt a bit of pinch in my heart. He came to return. What a sale that was. He said, anyway, we are taught now, somebody comes, return anything, take it happily. Allah will give you a palace in Jannah. So I took it back, but then too I felt the pain. Insan is insan, he feels the pain. So he took it back, and he said, but that afternoon, my other store, I see a sale for 50,000. I said, what happened? So this store was more of a upper class store. The prices were higher. Then he had a different store near the rank. There the prices were a bit cheaper. So this customer didn't know both the stores belonged to him. So he bought some tiles over here, and he paid the higher price, and he found that shop was cheaper. So he returned it here, and he went there. And he bought a bit extra stuff, but he paid 50,000 then. He said, Subhanallah, Allah Pak sent the money back. Yeah, I took the pinch, and then I made shukar after that. Hamid is a namazi. So how from where it will come, the pinch will happen. So the eye said, hey, you got a knock over here. But after that, Allah Ta'ala showed him, make shukar, see, and he came back again. So Allah Ta'ala will give it, Allah won't make it difficult, Allah will open it up so you can spend more time in namaz. But there's no nuqsan. The eye will say there was a nuqsan, some loss, but iman will say, no loss, I was in salah. Yes, there's moderation. Here also, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, Hazrat Wala says also, if the wife says, come back quickly, then that you must listen to it. No, say, I'm in namaz now. Why you want to serve the food? Like one brother was saying also, that he was very, very meticulous about his time. He was working for a certain company, and he was like the CEO of the company, and if he gave a time for the meeting at certain 2 o'clock, and if you walked in 1 minute past 2, it's better you don't come. Very meticulous about time, very particular about his time. So he said, I was very particular. My wife knew what time I'll walk into the house. What time I would eat, for how long I will eat. So she had her day also scheduled like that. So the domestic was there. You know, by this time we can wash the pots and the pans. We will finish our lunch, finish the supper, finish the breakfast. Everything was timed, completely timed. So he said, alhamdulillah, my life came out like that until I joined the Jamaat. Then it was only Mashwara. Pastor told me coming home after Mashwara. What time Mashwara will end? I don't know when the ends will come. He said, now she can't, her mind is going off right now. Until I took her in Jamaat also. Then she realized, okay, it's quicker this now. Now we're living for Akhirat. Now we're living for Akhirat. And how much we can give there, we'll give the most. And the balance of the time, now we'll give it home. And the balance of the time also, we're just preparing to get back into the Akhirat. So the whole lifestyle changed. So Alhamdulillah, then she began to understand also that this is deen. So if the wife says, but you must come home, we've got time to eat, the family is waiting, etc., then we can cut our nawafid about the time, etc. The qiraat, the tasbihat, but now we need to take off so as much as we can increase at least in 1-4 rakats in the day. But then you will find, because we're so not accustomed to it, we'll forget to add on those 2. From 3 to 5, I'm not used to it. I go in sajda, and I just, you know, it's a ritual, customary. Subhanallah Rabbil A'la, Subhanallah Rabbil A'la, Subhanallah. Allah, so I had 2, I forgot. But we're not habitual of it. So how many years has gone like that, and no progress. But when it comes to my business, and my projection was, turnover this year must be so much percentage more, but wasn't the same. Was same like last year. Hey, this year wasn't a good year. What do you mean? You made nothing. No, same like last year. But you're not happy. But my deen, whether it's same or whether it's worse, wishful thinking, no, we'll get there, inshallah. It will happen. I'll become pious. There has to be a plan of action. There has to be a plan. That plan, we put it to Allah. Allah, you give tawfiq. That plan will come and we sit in the company of the pious. They'll give us a plan now. They taught us a plan. Add on 2 more tasbih. Bring some motionless in your salah. Now, this is the plan now. Now I can progress. Something came into my... So this is one fikr. All right, part of the Jummah bayan of the two fikrs we had. The fikr, the concern, to do the action. Then do it in the correct time, in the correct method, And the fikr and concern to preserve the amal till the day of Qiyamah. Another fikr also nice to increase the amal. To increase the amal and to bring more concentration in the amal and more quality. It's also no fikr on its own. I got my takbiru wala safi awal. But I'm making it 1 minute before namaz. And I come straight into the first safi. Yeah, I got it. What's the fikr now? Come 5 minutes earlier. 10 minutes earlier. Hazrat Wala now when he asks also, what time is Zuhur? So when he asks also, what time is Zuhur? They're asking you Jamaat time. He's working with Azan time. And I want to be in the masjid before the Azan. When we ask what time is Namaz, then we ask, what time is Jamaat? Okay, right, so we'll just work it now, we'll make it for Jamaat at least. Whereas our Kaaba to say, what time is Salah means, what time is Azan? Even for Fajr also. Fajr, we know sometimes half an hour, 25 minutes. Hazrat will ask, what time is Fajr Azan? Now the murid Zadeh say, hey, Hazrat, now 25 minutes, you know, that's now. 20 minutes sleep getting deprived over here. For us, it's kimti and valuable. But for them now, because the 20 minutes, they do 1 hour already finish for the Hafiz of Quran. So they're working Azan time. So then we learn one fikr is now to bring the amal to a different level. And my whole life is going to come out like that. I never even made niyat now to bring the amal on a different level of quality. On a higher level. So I'm just carrying on maktab level, maktab level, maktab level. Now imagine we'll tell that youngster now, you just stay now in class one. So no, I have to become a doctor. I don't want to stay in class one. I have to make it big. Become a fountain, become this, become that. No, you stay in class one. Carry on bringing the bonds and the multiplications and don't worry. Just carry on counting the numbers. No, is it happy with that? But I'm already now 50, but I'm still in maktab level. Still reading the same basic du'as. And sometimes I'm forgetting the du'as also. So it just shows now how much of shock and desire I have for my deen. That's why we have the i'tikaf programs and the majalis, and we're out in the path of Allah. So the shock and desire comes into the amal we did after Salatul Jumu'ah. This has tells us also to create within us a greed for amal. We become greedy. Nabi of Allah had harisun alaykum. He had this hirs and this anxiety and fikr and concern for the believers. So for me to have the same thing for myself, then for my family also. Now if I do it, I'm going to share it with my wife. Why you came late? Because I'm doing this amal over here. Now she also started doing the amal. Why? You got a partnership of deen. So to become greedy, and this was created, and those that are around him become greedy for amal. What more we can do? What more we can do? What more we can do? How we can do it in a better way? So like this now, I don't want to get left out. And when it comes now to the business world, we know the level of greed. That even now, when it comes to wealth, alright, they have terms. What are the terms for? Brackets. Is in that brackets. Now you can park this car on this level now. Finally he came in with that car, he reached a bracket now. We know his bracket is moving in. And the brand name he's wearing already now, we know now he's hit that bracket, he made it. So they also, they have different brackets in dunya. The billionaire's club, or millionaire's club, whatever it is. But somehow when he comes to deen, when you come to a certain club, oh, now he's wearing funka topi. What happened to him? That's some guna he did. Now he's better to shake some guna he did. So unfortunately, when he comes to deen, he shows that his buzz has become so spoiled. Now he's making zikr now. Oh, now he's moving in jamaat now. Oh, very pious. But somehow in deen, even in Darul Mazhar says, that a boy takes bayah to a sheikh, oh, he starts going in jamaat, now he started awabin, some wazifas. Even his own friends in the class will tell him, hey, became sufi sap now. Became sufi sap. So others say, what you came here for? You came here to become a Sufi. You came to madrasa to become, not to use the gym in the madrasa. Because now he's putting subscription over here. No, boy. Oh, you came to play ball, or to play cricket. But you came to become a Sufi. That's what you come for. But that becomes some stigma. Then now he's there to a certain sheikh, and now he's making zikr, and he's moving with the sheikh. And now the sheikh will become like a favorite also. Oh, you're a murid. Oh, your peace of your hazrat become like a swear word. Inna lillah. It just shows how far we've gone from deen. Yes, there's no extremism. belonging to Hulu also, the moderation and everything. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we form this type of greed within us that I don't want to get left behind. Why he is doing it? Why am I not doing it? Alhamdulillah, he made it in dunya. And it's also in the first saf. He's in that bracket already. In his dunya, alhamdulillah, he's got his parking there. And he's got his parking in the masjid, alhamdulillah. So if I'm also in the bracket of dunya, why should he beat me in deen also? Why should he beat me in deen also? I can also do it. What's stopping me? Nothing. Just for me to create within me that greed. That, ya Allah, I don't want to get left behind. Why should he go ahead? I can also do the same thing. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. It happens in the ulama fraternity, same thing also. That we know everything, but then alim is moving ahead. Instead of having jealousy, we have greed. Ya Allah, I can also do it. With sincerity, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a few things we keep in mind, inshallah. Asar namaz will come, and then think about it. To be motionless in salah. How am I going to do it? And we feel odd in the first, when we start, we feel a bit odd now, you know. Not sure I'm doing it right. Whether I am motionless or not. So what will happen, the entire 4 rakats will come out just thinking about that. They say, khushu already. So already your concentration. Because who am I doing it for? Doing it for Allah. That is why our Kabir told us. That's why they told us, if your salah is straight and correct, your life will be correct. Your whole life will be correct. Your eyes are correctly focused in salah, out of salah you'll focus your eyes correctly. If your heart is focused in salah, out of salah you can focus your heart also. If you're standing correctly in salah, out of salah you'll walk straight also. If your hands are tied correctly in salah, you won't abuse your hands out of salah. You won't harm anyone, you won't abuse yourself also. Just in namaz you do it right. Because salah, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah holds back a person, prevents a person from rude acts, rude actions, or munkar, evil actions. Person involved in immodest actions and sins, checked in namaz. Namaz is not right. Namaz is not right. I just get my namaz. I won't get it perfected, but I got the fikr of perfection. Allah will bring it to perfection. One point over here also. Many people complain. Ajib, one malfuz of Hazrat Hamid Rahmatullah Ali. That's why we need the mashayikh. We can't self-medicate. He went into depression. They went to the Tami Rahmatullah. He wrote to him. He said, Hazrat, so many, last year on a certain level I was, and I don't feel any increase. I haven't increased, or I don't feel that I have bettered myself. So Hazrat replied, have you decreased? He says, no. He said, make shukar then. What are you feeling depressed about? Alhamdulillah, Allah kept me this too. For ourselves now, we self-medicate. Hey, last year, this year, still the same. I haven't progressed. He said, progress is from Allah. You continue on that level, alhamdulillah, and if shukr for that level, Allah will open the door of progression for you. As long as you haven't decreased, alhamdulillah, you're still on the same level, you're continuing. I'm still giving 40 days every year. I'll get to 4 months, inshallah. I mean, shukr for that 40 days. But that now so many years and still on the same level. Alhamdulillah, shukr, I haven't dropped, I haven't decreased. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in our salah, our a'mal also, that we don't decrease, but we maintain a level. Then the doors will open up of increase, inshallah. As Allah Ta'ala inspires us, we sit in the majalis, we go in the path of Allah, and we get this greed and concern, Allah Ta'ala make it a reality, inshallah. So at least a few things you mentioned now, amongst many things. We'll hear many things in this last few days, alhamdulillah, we'll try to digest them. Hazrat says, every bayah, take one, two things, remember it. Now this I want to do, and this makes this the jihad of your i'tikaf, or make it the jihad of your life. This now we'll try to attain it. So the next salah now, two things. One is motionless, and the second thing is increase the tasbihat. Increase the tasbihat, inshallah. And do the actions with itminan. Very important. Do it with, not rushing up and down, with itminan nicely. And according to the sunnat way, inshallah. We won't read too much of the kitab, but it is a quiet night. They had a long night also. So we get some rest, some Quran tilawati in between. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of training children. Here also one point to understand, my dear brothers. Now there is much on the internet and women have groups, etc. of gentle parenting and how to do this and how to do that and the diet for the children, etc. A lot of things out there. There's so many things right now. So many things, whether they're able to digest it, whether they're able to do it, how it's going to fit within our culture, within our homes, etc. Right? Our lifestyles are different. Now we're trying to calculate everything from the West. Psychologists and psychiatrists, and they have all the things, they went into the psycho of the child and the man. Our carpet went through it already. Child psychology, already they went through it. Child psychology, they already went through it. There's so many examples where they just brought themselves down to understand children. An example we give always commonly, whether the mother or father tells the child, did I make myself clear? The child doesn't understand what you were telling him to. Did you make myself clear? You're driving me up the wall, looking at the wall. But Ma, you're still sitting here. I'm not driving you up the wall. He doesn't understand. He just knows he must say G. He says no. When your mother gives a certain line, he just knows he must say G. Whether he understands, he doesn't understand it. You're finishing my life. You took all the juice out of me. You know, the juice now, recently, my grandson also, you're having a name at home. So his mother says that he heard when she was saying in the house, bring the lemon juice. So what he did? He poured it in the cup. He poured it in the cup. He thought it's juice, lemon juice. You know lemon juice with olive. But see the child's mind. Now you, what do you tell him? What's wrong with you doing? But I come down to his level. Why you did that? It's juice. But we only want to ask, see what he did. And now he didn't like it. He threw it away. Why you did that? I scared to say what he did now. He thought it was juice. One time also in the home, where one of the children we told them to Morana actually, so he must be about my eldest son. So we told him, his mother told him, bring the another baby, bring the receiver. So we're waiting. He's not coming. He must have been about 3 years old. Now after long, then he pitched up for the Bilal receiver. He said, oh, my, what did the baby the receiver? But see his mind. He was a child only. So he went to bring the Bilal receiver. I'm going to plug it. He was trying to plug it. And then a similar incident also, he was speaking about the lawnmower. What's lawnmower? Then after some time, when we were talking about the grass, then the word he used was grass cutter. He didn't know it was a lawnmower. A lawn and mower. He knew that it is called a grass cutter because you cut grass with it. So our Kabir, how they understood children's psychology also. They came right down to their level. One example we give many a time, child psychology. Mulli Aqil Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, one time was in Sengar. Mulli Aqil Sahib, another ustaz of Jalalabad. So he was explaining this also. So as we're sitting down to eat, all the while now sitting, Jalalabad is sitting there. So the host, he had a young son or his grandson. So he warned that son of his, that when Hazrat comes to eat, you don't go and sit over there. Come tell the children. You make sure you disappear. You don't come there. And Abad, he pitched up. Everyone said, Saab, he came and he sat opposite Hazrat. He sat there and his father is giving him daggers, but you better move from there. You better move. If you don't move, I want to make you move. So Moana picked it up. Say, Rehne do, bhai, chhod do, so bacha hai. Give him a child. And he's sitting there now. And you know, when the Hazrat is sitting there, all the food is there now. Right, first sir, will come there. So he's looking everything. And everything is, so he's telling, bring that over here. Bring that over. And his father is boiling. If I get my hands on him. And Hazrat is having a good laugh at him also. Hazrat is sitting there, bhai, bring everything here. Bring the chutney, achar, bring the samosas, all the savour, bring everything, put it by him. What will you say? But just put one in his plate. So as much as he wanted to take all the savour, he filled his plate up. Then he was edgy, this boy was up and down, looking around, he took some this savory, that savory, and he filled his plate up. So Maana told us, leave him and see what will happen. And Nasu Harisum Fima Muniah. What he prevent people from, they want that. What he prevent them from, they want that. Now what he can't get, he'll want to fight for that. So don't prevent him from anything, put everything there. So he took out all the savories. full his plate up, and he's eating, and he's talking, and he's looking here, looking there. He had one, two bites, and he was gone. Siddiqo, he's gone now. He's gone. There was no fun over here. The fun was what now? To challenge his father. That was the fun, to challenge his father. Said, Dhaqaq was a comedian. Dhaqaq was an Arab comedian, so he planted a mango tree. Subhanallah. Why we explain this idea, brothers, to understand our kabir, they may look simple. But the psychology, Allah has blessed them with hadith in Quran Sharif. How deep it is. But sometimes, or more than often, we don't find it appealing. Because our teeth buds are spoiled. We feel I've got to pay for that appointment. I got to go to a professional. And then I got to listen to that professional and do it that way. Then I see the results. But now he's got me as on guard for life now. I became his customer. He's got my file by him, and mashallah. Come every 2 months. And how much is the first appointment? Got to pay full. And for the next 10 appointments, we'll give you discount, cash discount. And there was an article one time, the Mawlvi gives the boot. Mawlvi gives the boot. It was a very catchy article. I said, you may read it. It was on the bulletin board every day. Mawlvi gives the boot. When I read it, they say, the Mawlvi Sahib is living in the masjid, and he was there for so long already, the family waiting at home, and the Musalli putting on his boots. Say, Mawlana, hold on, one quick one, please, man. Question is quick, but the answer is lengthy right now, man. But he's got time. He's got time. The Mawlana has rushed to Maktab right now. And for the whole consolidation, the Mawlana got the boot. Nothing more than that. So he says that when he comes, so all, remember, Hazrat says also, not every alim will have every answer. So we got to see who we're asking, when we're asking, and how we ask it also. All this they teach us. Sometimes I have some reservations, but every question is for public consumption. I may have some doubt in my mind about something, and I put it in a public forum. Now 50 people sitting, they never had this thought or this reservation. Now I put this poison in their mind, hey, right, we never thought of it. We never thought of this. And that alim now wasn't an expert in that field, he couldn't answer it. So they lost confidence in that alim. You know what, he doesn't know his work. And now they got a reservation in deen already. That's why I said, most of them, they have this. But you have your one alim, your one sheikh, your one mufti sahab. Your sheikh doesn't have to be your mufti also. You have your mufti who you follow. His temperament is similar to your sheikh's also. Not now there's a vast difference. That now my sheikh doesn't drink coke. Then mufti sahab said, no problem with the coke. So my sheikh doesn't drink coke, so I carry my own bottle with me and I come. I carry my own bottle and I drink in front of him also, because my mufti is not a problem. Right? This respect, other how to do things also. So I have one mufti that understands me, knows my family. And I have my sheikh that understands me and I have a communication with him. And this way I will progress. So that example, so Hazrat says, see what he did now. So he put his full up his plate now. He had one, two bites and he's going to play now. No fight. But if you stopped him, he told him, go away, he'll try this way, he'll try that way, he'll go fight with his mother, make a big scene in the house, etc. And you're going to get angry and your whole supper got spoiled. And when everybody is gone now, now you're looking for that lighty. Now I'm going to embrace him. Teach him a lesson. Next time he mustn't come here. And now his mother must protect him. But I told him, I warned him. As a Tabi Rahmatullah Ali, how he understood child psychology also. He has one murid of his. Where's your children? I haven't seen your children for a very long time. He says, I'll bring them. But they were young children, so when he brought them also, so he put them on either side of him, and Hazrat Hamid is sitting there, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Hamid is trying to talk to them, and talking to the father also, but they're sitting quiet. So Hazrat asked the murid, are your children sick or something like that? He said, no, there's nothing wrong with them. He said, but is that normal for them to sit like this? I know what you did, you warned them. Hey, we're going to Hazrat, make sure you sit quietly. He said, yes, I told him. It's unnatural for them. It's unnatural for them. They will begin to hate ulama ikram. But when you go to the Hazrat, you must behave. You mustn't do this, you mustn't do that, mustn't. They won't want to come after that. Yes, a certain amount of respect for the house of Allah, etc., etc. But they must love to come. Now you warn them and you threaten them. And this was common before also. The child, is anything wrong in the house, we'll tell Morana about you. We'll tell Morana about you, he'll sort you out. Morana became a monster now. So when they come to us, I tell the boys, I tell your father about you. You might show me, and your father will sort you out. I'm not going to hit you, your father must hit you. With me now, we are friends. You can tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, I'll buy you chocolate, don't worry. Then I'll talk to you nicely, but your father will sort you out. So now they will turn it around. But before we were threatening them, do this, I'll tell Maulana about you. And Maulana was on Zalim, some monster now, waiting with one stick. Yes, we all got it for the right reasons. That's how we came with it, alhamdulillah. But now it doesn't work. Now it doesn't work like that. The Nabawi tariqah is the best for shafqat, muhabbat and love. The child will remember years later. The compassion, the muhabbat, the welcome, the warmness, alhamdulillah. For many examples, so the Tami told him that it's natural, they must jump, they must play. They came to the Khanka now, it's not now the masjid. So no problem. Yes, they mustn't be, two qualities mustn't be in them. They become destructive and disruptive. Become destructive and disruptive, then they have to be tensioned up, disciplined. We don't say beat them up. Although we translate sometimes, وَضْرِبُوهُمْ. The rabbi means to beat them up or to hit. We say discipline them. So discipline them in an amicable manner, because they are shuruts. And this also we learn from the Akabir. Mawlana Nanabai Rahmatullah Ali of Warrington, he mentioned to us one time, his eldest son's name is Mufti Mas'ud. They say he was very young at that time. And Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Gangohi, one of our great Akabir, Faqih Lumma, he was in the house. So Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahimahullah, he heard Mas'ud crying. As I made some musti, the father hit him. He said, Mufti Sahib heard him crying. He said, why my Mas'ud is crying? The way he was crying, he said, Mufti Sahib almost started crying himself. What's your cure, O Rahai? What happened to him? Then he asked, Maulana, you hit him. He said, yes, that he was troubling. He said, don't hit my Mas'ud. Maulana said, I almost started crying also. I almost started crying. Then he called him, embraced him. Then he taught him. He says, how to discipline the child. When you're angry, don't put your hand on him. Because when you're angry, what do you do? You just grab him by the hand like that. Then you pull him in the room. Then you want to beat him up after that. He says, when you're angry, you go away. Or tell him, well, just come on, just leave my sight for now. Just go play. Just go play till you pull off. Now you call him. Then you explain to him what he did wrong. You have to explain to him. Tell him, he doesn't know what he did wrong. He doesn't know what he did wrong. So you're going to tell him, but what you did wasn't right. Or what you said wasn't right. Or how you performed wasn't right. You have to explain to him nicely. Right? And what he must not do and what he must do. So explain to the child. The child is very intelligent. How they manipulate the mother, manipulate the father. Now you might think, how they manipulate the granny. Then you understand, hey, this guy is a shark man. A shark is a jackal. Is a jackal. Jackal without way is chalak, deceives. Hey, how he got this? He came to ask, he didn't give it. Hey, daddy came. Somehow he got his hand in her pocket. Hey, daddy, and he got his money. He got it, then he came, where you got the jackal from? No, I had money. Where you got it from? No. He got it from his granny. How they manipulate? And how they win hearts over? So they're very sharp. Although the children, but they're sharp. We say, no, he's still small, man. No, they're like sponges. They pick up everything. They see how you're doing things also. How you wording your sentences, what words you're using. And then you hear them talking in their time also. He's only 3-4 years old. And he's calling his cousin, hey, boss. Where are you doing this boss from? My father says, boss. And I've been from Umrah also. They're in the shops also. Even the local workers in Medina Munawwara use the word boss. Say, boss, come inside. I said, man, where are you learning the word boss? He said, no, the Malaysians, they use the word boss. Indonesia, the Malaysians. For them, they use it as brother. As you know, we also use it in South Africa. But they pick up everything. You'll be surprised when they get together, when the youngsters get together, and they start talking about cars. And that youngster's father is a car dealer. And see how he'll open up. How he'll open up, how many kilos, auto, manual, what model. He's only 5 years old. But like a big now car dealer he is, because he heard everything. Father likes guns and he'll tell you how many caliber. Right, we have few boys in the madrasa also. So I just showed the father one picture of a gun. He asked his small son, what caliber? The boy was firing away. He was firing away with the guns. So I picked it up, just like that. Yes, and you grew up. And then Subhanallah, Hazrat says, when youngster went to the house, his father called him. His father told the youngster, they read to Manana all the du'as from the morning till evening. And the boy started reading du'as upon awakening, multiple du'as, upon sleeping, multiple du'as, for eating, And then for after eating, before eating, while eating, while washing hands. So how we learn all these duas? They say, Hazrat, because we read the duas in the house. We read the duas, the biggest teacher is the environment. The biggest teacher, Hazrat says, is the environment. The environment in the house is the biggest teacher. Parents were reading it, he picked it up. And the father sits in the Qa'ari Tasbih Fatimi, the boy will pick it up. He might not read it, but my father used to read it. He has father reading Idle Kursi, he'll also read it. One day in his life, he started reading it also. He'll pick it up. So all these habits, we don't understand the picking up. And when we're shouting at them, what they're doing in reality, we're shouting ourselves. Because they picked up our habits. So how we speak and how we perform our character, they will pick up exactly the same thing. One house we went to Hazrat Wala also in Portis. So we're having breakfast, we finished breakfast, we're sitting on the front stoop. And all the cars were parked in front. So 5-year-old boy. So he's running up and down. See, Dada, that's 1.3 Tez, 1.6 Corolla, GLI, 1. This. And he's only 5 years old, he can't read really. He's looking at the grill of the car only. Till the front lights. And he knows all the cars already. I said, ask the father, how he knows all the cars? See, run out, I must tell you. His father is a car fanatic. His father is a car fanatic. If you ask him for the last 5 years, in the time he was born, the Formula One racing, who held pole position, he'll tell you. He'll tell you who won all the races. Carving his father is a car. He loves racing, F1, and he loves cars. So who only the boy listens to cars only? So he picked it up. He picked it up like this. So the environment is a big teacher. So what you bring in the home, what the year is talking about, so that is child psychology, our carpet, how they explain this to us. Come down to the level of the child. Come down to his level, and then we ask the child, so you didn't understand what I told you. You didn't understand. He just knows he must nod his head. He doesn't know what you were asking him. So you didn't understand what I told you. They would understand whether he understood it or not, whether you made him understand what that understand means. He doesn't understand. He doesn't know that I must say yes or say no. Or I'm going to correct it. Because you've got no time to teach them, no time to sit with them, educate them, talk to them, explain to them. Don't do this, do this. And the Hazrat says, tell them, first warning, I'll give you 3 warnings. But the third time, then you'll be disciplined. Then you will be disciplined. And one way they say also, they take their child in a room, lock the door. Already the scenery, the scenario already is frightening for him now. What's going to happen? And no need to hit him yet. All you got to do is just make some sounds. Make some sounds, take out the hanger, but hit the bed. Already he's scared. A little bit bang here and there. Next time, this hanger will land on you. Already he's afraid a little bit. And then after make PR with him, hug him. And then kiss him. But I love you, I don't like to hit you. Because when I hit you, I feel the pain. So I don't need to do this. And the child will remember, I don't want to do this next time. But he will slip up, we still slip up also. We're still learning now to be sons of our mothers and husbands to our wives. They say, buy 10 things, you forget how many? 5. They forgot it. But the important thing you forgot. Everything you bought, but you forgot the oil. I now want to make all this now. And now we're getting angry. I must go again. But they say, but the reality is, the child is for you, buddy. You wanted that, she's preparing it for you, but you're getting angry. So this is tarbiyat of the children, we have used 1-2 points. So as I mentioned yesterday also, all children, and especially those who are studying, should be given such nutrition which is good for the brain. Junk food is spiritually or physically harmful to them. When the need arises for girls to leave the home precincts, to adorn them with jewelry. Jewelry, high heels and perfume. And how unfortunate these things they want to put when they leave home. For Sharia says, don't. And Nasu Harisun Fima Munya, the same thing again. People are greedy for that which they are prevented from. In the house they won't do it. But leaving the house, now we have to leave like this. So how she should leave the home, they also we should have an eye on our daughters also, how they're leaving the home. The jewelry they're wearing, the high heels they're wearing, attracting now the opposite gender. Emphasize to girls not to play with boys from a young age already. From a young age already, they shouldn't play with boys. Now when we do this also, people say, getting too heavy now, man. But by, I ask you, when you are 5, 6 years old, or even 8 years old, and you came to girls where you don't know, you knew everything. So no, I knew everything. By 19 years old, I was sharp, I knew. So then your son is 15 years old, what do you think? He doesn't know anything. They know everything. But somehow we become so naive. That's what the youngsters say. Even we go for Umrah every year, it's so difficult for us to control our eyes. So difficult, but 99% of the mataf, the women are not in parda. The whole Hajj in Umrah, 99%, maybe less or more also, and not clear according to Shariat. That pain you should feel in the heart also. Ya Allah, right here in the mataf. Wonderful, Allah has been violated right now. 99% of the men don't have sunnat beard also. I don't feel the pain. So it means I just came to visit. I haven't come for the fikr and try for the ummah. So the youngster, they know everything. But we feel now, no, everything's alright. It doesn't feel anything. It's because now we're already of that age. They say we have to come down to their level right now. To come down to their level, understand the challenge now, we're taking them to all these places. There are fitnas there. Now I need a holiday. Alright, but what's a child's holiday? One businessman recently went for a holiday. For about 10 days, and he returned. Speaking to his friend, he said, I wasted 1 million rand. 1 million rand in 10 days holiday. Say, what happened? I said, my 4 or 5 children, I took them, booked in a 5-star, 10-star hotel, and I gave them the devices, the cell phones. For 10 days, they didn't leave the hotel room. For 10 days, they sat on the Wi-Fi only. I said, but I would have just activated the Wi-Fi at home and let them sit at home. Paid 1 million rand for the entire flight, business class, and the whole accommodation, and they just said they don't want to go anywhere. They want to go anywhere. Now, how to understand child psychology? He needed a holiday. What's their holiday? We just want to be on our own. And you find it now by next week, Eid day. Eid day, same again, child psychology. Eid day now, we buy new clothes for the children. What if new tackies, new shoes, new clothes? Mother will dress him up. How should I tell him? Don't get dirty. What's the fun then? All my cousins are coming. And your shoes don't damage it. What he'll do? He'll take out his shoes, run bare feet. Then he's afraid he's going to get hurt. My eat day for us is to remember my cousins, to get dirty, to eat lollipop, and to eat, I don't know, the sherbet anymore now. It is to get dirty, to get sticky. This is the fun of it. And then after that, put him in the bubble bath. Now there's no more bubble bath now. So what, you're going to buy 120-liter bucket, put him inside. That means having maja in that room. That's his son. That's his Eid day. And we know you are young now, and now when we messed that shoe up, my own experience, right, you have to have a bath with the shoes on. You better wash your shoe one time and duck it somewhere and let it get dry. What does he say? Can't find shoe. I know where I put the shoe also. You know who to, maybe your cousin took it by mistake. But he ducked it somewhere, the next day domestic came, found the shoe somewhere. You say, how the shoe done? I don't know. But you can see it damaged already. Because now we're playing ball. And we know our kids now, they're already 5, 6 years old. Their shoes, they're going to use it as power brake for the scooter bike. When they're moving with the scooter at high speed, there's no brakes in the scooter. They're using the shoes. And you bought new each shoes. But now you want them to be like adults. But he's a child, he also have fun. And all day, mother is shouting him, warning him, threatening him. Child psychology, one of my thoughts, but I come down to his day, what is Eid day for him? They wait for Walima also. What's fun for him? Is that the food? For us, is the food. For him, is that the food? He only wants the mitru and he wants the baking only. That's all he wants. And then his cousins after that. He wants to have fun with them. But now we want to keep him here. No, you sit here, you can't go play. Sit here, you can't. Why you brought me then? For me, the Walima is to meet my friends and my cousins. Now you want me to be stuck over here and now he must eat all the food. He's not interested in the food. Yes, we know. When you get hungry, when everything is closed up. So the mother must know, okay, I want to away for him. And on the way home, now I start crying, I'm hungry. Then you want to fight. Why you didn't eat when I told you? Now your mood goes also. So Hazrat said, we have to understand these things, child psychology. And that opportune moment, we're leaving home now on a safar. Locked up everything, put the alarm on, jumped in the car. I need to go to the toilet. But I warned you, and I told you before we go to the toilet. Now we just left town, hit the highway. I need to go to the toilet. And the father's blood, where is the child? We all went through it. That time when we told him, he was afraid to see it. Now he has to go. Now I have to come all the way back home. So we have to prepare these things in the car. These are children now. Our kids. So all these things are going to happen. But now we want to treat them like adults. We want to treat them like adults because they handle us like adults. As we told you, 2-year-old child's nafs is not 2 years old. It's an adult, he'll handle you. He will handle you, he'll tell you things also. But he's a child after all. So we have to know now how to maneuver between his nafs and between him being a child also, to give him a solid tarbiyat. And here commonly nowadays, together with IQ, it must be EQ. Stable environment in the home, where the child doesn't live in fear. Child must never live in fear in the home. Never. He'll never become productive. If he lives in fear, and not through lax also. When I just lazy, what my ustad is called lampu style. Lampu. Just want to put his feet up and relax. Have chocolate in the bed, and have milk in the bed, milkshake in the bed, and if any wrappers everywhere. This lampu style. Nothing upside down, no terbiya, doesn't have to clean anything also, it just leaves everything lying around. So non-productive also. There has to be a balance where he's given love, muhabbat, even if he's a non-performer, no worry, we are with you. How to insult him, to warn him, to threaten him. But he must feel that muhabbat and love. Yesterday we spoke about bullying also. Sometimes they don't realize the parent himself is a bully. The child is afraid to come home. Father is in a shout. And see that child was loved at home. My father won't shout, pay. All right, he'll discipline me, but I can talk to him. That's how we tell the brothers, when you give a salah with your son, make that time a time of tarbiyat, mushwara, talk to him, let him speak to you. Who's troubling you? What's happening in school? Somebody's hitting you. Put words in his mouth and see how he starts talking. See how he starts talking. Now he can't find his pencil, can't find his eraser, don't know where it is. I don't know what happened. Something happened, then you'll put words in his mouth. That your eraser disappeared. You sure nobody bought it, you didn't sell it. Then you see his face. He's doing some business in school now. Selling erasers. Right, vape is a big thing also. Sometimes you gotta ask him also. Right, hey, everybody's smoking vape right now. Hey, what a terrible thing. I see there's some different flavors and all. What's the flavors by? So now you get strawberry and mango. How do you know strawberry and mango flavor? You know, I had my friends talking about it. Oh, now you know he knows about this thing already. He knows about it. Friends are talking about it. Now already the red light. Hold on. Who's your friends? They're talking about it. How do they know about it? Because he brought one disposable one to school from madrasa. I'm sure you didn't have a pool. No, I didn't have a pool. You can see how he's telling you already. He's a chore, right? No, I didn't have a pool. But the thing got a very funny smell, isn't it? He said, yeah, I have a very funny smell. Very smell. I think it makes you cough also. Because my friend was smoking, I started coughing. He said, yeah, but come here, the thing choked me. When you inhaled it? Now he's caught now. And I wasn't smoking it, I was just next to him only. Then you know now what company he's got. But sometimes, brothers, you have to put the words in their mouth and you see how it'll come out. And then you know now, okay, these are the friends, this was happening, this is behind the scenes. So all this you have to come to the. And the other thing is now, I just warn him, you dare vape, and you see what will happen, I make you swallow it. Oh, he's afraid now. Yeah. He's going to duck it. He's going to become a chore. Now we threaten them. Not realizing the father has become a bully. Mother has become a bully. He's living in fear now. And now he likes his friend's father. Why, he's very cool, man. He's very chill. The one father, we told the father, you know, your son is vaping. So he didn't say anything. So later on, I'm going to ask the son now, hey, what happened last night? And my father called me. He said, why are you vaping? You know, you mustn't vape. But it's all right because I'm also vaping. So yeah. Another extreme that was. Because I'm vaping, so it's all right, not so bad. Or, chungol, either moderate. So now that we're threatening the child also, is afraid to come home, is afraid to speak to his mother, to his father, should be an open relationship. Anything bothering you, you can see the child is feeling well. I will give you signs already. When he's now under stress, I come to madrasa, my stomach is paining, my head is paining, this is paining, that is paining. Alright, so we know all this thing because we went through the pains also. Then we went to the doctor, doctor said, can't find anything wrong, just take two Panados. But the pain is still there. But instead of pain, it's something else. Some other pressure is coming. Then you can understand now why his stomach is pain. Why he doesn't go to madrasa? He didn't learn his sabak, or something happened in madrasa. So now everything starts paining. So from there you can gauge already something is happening. But that girl also being bullied, then there are signs also. Somebody pulling her burqa in madrasa, somebody is bullying her, somebody is nudging her. It happens all in the madaris also. Then you find also she loses appetite. But she's not eating properly. She's sitting on the dastarkhan. She's feeling sad. They ask her, why are you feeling so sad? No, I'm just feeling down a little bit, not feeling right. Then there's already signs now. Something is happening in the madrasa. If it's not her, one of the class friends, sometimes it's the muallima, the apa also. And we mentioned to the brothers also, sometimes ustaz we don't realize too. But we're telling the children, we make them, the child is sensitive. And we tell them, right, you've got exam next week. See the tone we say, you've got exam next week. Whole year you are playing. Next week the paper is going to be very hard. And I make sure I'm going to fail all of you all. The child now is a sensitive child. Now she lost her appetite. Then you ask, why do you tell my own? Papa says the paper is going to be very hard next week. Now I don't know how I'm going to study. I don't know how I'm going to study. I'm studying my best, but she said she will send a very hard paper. It will be so long that we won't finish it within the time. She lost her appetite. Because they're very sensitive. Now, we thought now that to spur them on to learn. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that softness and compassion, what you will get through softness and compassion, you will never get through harshness. You will never get. But what we feel if I get soft, then they sit on my head. Nabi fallan me better, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was only kindness and rahmat. That's all he was. The Bedouin came to Medina Munawwara, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is wearing a new shawl. From behind, he tugged it so hard that he left a mark around his neck. Oh Muhammad, give me from Allah Pak has given you. Give him a smile. He gave him a smile. If my domestic boy there has to come now and put my shoes on. Hey boss, give me the shoes. What will tell him? What words will tell him? Nabi of Allah went to the house. He took out the shawl. He came back with a smile. He gave it to him. Nobody went empty handed. So harshness, what you get through softness, you never get through harshness. This is a balance now, when to be a bit stern, when to discipline. This we learn only when we stay with the people of piety and taqwa. And see how they handle things. Our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib would say also, it happened in the madrasa one time, where the boys, some boys are very naughty. There was a boy from Brazil who came also. He didn't know English. I staying in the boarding, and the boarding boys, mashallah, they're not bored. So they told him, Shaykh Qari Sahib is going to call you to the office. He's going to ask you certain things, how are you? So you must reply in this manner. So they taught him the F word. And then he tell you, hey boy, what's wrong with you? And you must say this word over here. So Bishara was innocent. Even then he was hiding away. Brazilian boy, amazing towards the man. You know where he is now. So certain things like this happen also. Some boys were naughty. So they will come to Hazrat. Hazrat, expel this boy, expel him. Can't keep him in the madrasa. Come, so Hazrat give a bayan in day. He's a pakka Hanafi. Imam Abu Hanifa's mazhab is, you can have 99 traits and qualities of kufr. And one of iman will keep you in Islam. Boy can do all these things over here. But he's got one good thing in him, I'll keep him in my madrasa. I'll keep him and try and make his tarbiyat. It's better he's here by me than outside. Better if I let him out of the madrasa. And if the boys really became bad, that now it became an influence on other boys, bad influence on other boys, then at that time, Moana will call the Mashwara Satis, we go to a youngster, you got a strong Jamaat, put him in the Jamaat, send him 40 days. And Zamedar Satis are there, senior Satis, so they'll make his tarbiyat. Get him up for namaz, see his talking is correct, his vocab is also kosher, Sharia compliant. So in that way, send him for a chilla 40 days. Harkat my barakat. There's barakat in harkat. Like how we made harkat over here, there's barakat in it. So just to conclude, otherwise they won't stop. Jamaat came now from Palestine also, Sheikh Ayad. So a Sati was with him. So he said, we went to South America. And among the Satis, there was one Sati who write notes. In Arabic, all Arab Satis. So he wrote there, al-harakatu fiha al-baraka. الحركه فيها البركه سبر حركه من بركه هي ذس بركه ان موفمنت بركه مينز موفمنت سو ذس بركه ان موفينج ذس بركه ان موفينج سو جست رود ذس عربيك سين سو هي كيم باك تو باكستان رايت سو ذس ان ا بليس كول عرا ذس مركز دي اولسو سو وي ونت تشكيل ان 2015 وير فور ذا اجتماع ان عرا. So this brother was talking to his friend, hasn't been in Jamaat ever before. So as he was talking with him, he went into Sajda, he just knelt down, and his notebook fell out of his pocket. So the friend of his saw this, the saying, Al-Haragatu fiha al-Barakah. There's barakat in moving. When you move, Allah Ta'ala gives barakat. Well, Ilyas ibn Rahimullah mentioned this also. As long as the ummah was moving in the nisbat and connection of deen, Allah's rahmat, barakat, was moving with them. But stop moving for deen, Allah's nusrat, barakat, and Allah's rahmat also stops. And when the ummah started moving for dunya, then everything came against them. Everything came, only is moving for dunya, nothing for deen. So here this, he saw this malfood and the saying, there's barakat in harakat. So the next day he went to his shop, he had a small shop, selling like a kiosk shop. So he's sitting there, nobody's coming in the shop, he just had one light on there. Sitting there, there's some qiraat playing, as you have the Arab shops. Then he remembered this malfuz, the saying that there's barakat in harkat. He says, not. Now he didn't realize, he said, we use it now for dini barakat. Dini harkat, going for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. So he took it to be mutlaq and am. They move for anything, there's barakat. So he got up in the shop, took one duster, and he started dusting the shelves. Put on all the lights, started dusting everywhere, moving things around. And as he's doing all of that, somebody passed and said, hey, something happening in the shop here. So the person walked in. Example, now there's been for Umrah. You know, buy some kurta, you got a kurta shop. You see one shop is empty, you say, hey, nothing happening here. The shop is busy. Maybe the prices are better there. So you go in that shop. You go where the shop is empty. Well, now you got some doubt now, don't know. Whether it's maybe very expensive there. The guys are just sitting looking at you. But that guy say, Gana Pagati. Say, come, brother, come inside. South African brothers, mashallah, they can recognize them. From very far they can recognize South African brothers. And I'll tell you why also, I'll tell the students usually. How do you know South Africans? Because we are a rainbow nation. South African youngster is wearing maybe a Pakistani Indian topi. Omani kurta, jammy is under, he's wearing a small secret socks and Reebok sandals. Say he's South African. He's from nowhere, this guy. Not from India, Pakistan, Saudi. He's a South African boy. This is. But they know South African is boys. Pakistani, from head to toe is Pakistani. India, head to toe. Indonesian, you know by Indonesian, you can see Rungi and his small kurta he's wearing. Malaysian also. But South African, mashallah. Whatever country he goes to, he buys something. He goes to Kyrgyzstan, he buys the topi, it will come from there. He goes to Russia, he'll buy one jacket from there also. He's mixed rainbow. So they know South African this is. So anyway, this sati over here now, he stood up with us, so one customer walked in. So he's showing him this, showing him that. Another person walked past, hey, something happening in the show, maybe something nice over here. So he walked in. And before he knew the shop was full. So he gave his car guzari and he said, within 1 month, a little kiosk shop had to extend it by 1,000 square meters. The friend told him, that thing was for moving the path of Allah. But he works for dunya also. At least need movement in my shop only. And you know the old businessman, if he worked for the old businessman, right, they were real businessmen, the tarbiyat was made in the shop. If you work for them, boy, they won't give you a chair to sit. You must stand, boy. You came to work. You didn't come to sit. And there you sit, open a newspaper, you fired. You didn't come to read newspaper. You carry on packing the shelves. Carry on moving. Carry on dusting it. There's no time to sit. There's no time to read newspaper and to see your internet on over here. Then make your tarbiyat. You came to work. And it worked for them also. Now the new generation, all right, they came, father got a bakery. Youngster came to work over there, he came to sit. Father said, don't act like one cake. Do some work over here, right? Then become like one biscuit and sit here. He came to model over here, do some work. Because they had it in them. And they moved. And Allah Ta'ala gave the barakat. Or by Zakir also, even his father-in-law is in the bakery. I don't think he sits. You see him outside most of the time. He's with the pigeons. He's doing something. Right, but Ali can sit. Still looking at his old age. But the 15-year-old comes, I'm tired. He wants to sit. We were in Tashkil in Australia. So we're reading Taraweeh. So the 11-year-old youngster was reading Salah next to his father. But he was sitting on the chair. And after every 4 rakats, father was massaging his legs. He said, Ajib, this is now. It's a different culture this now. So I asked him, youngster, I said, but how are you? He said, I'm in a lot of pain right now. They're very vocal, those youngsters. So what happened? So I ran the cross country. Have you run the cross country any time? I said, but we're doing a pedal jamaat, my cross country, I don't even know what that means, how many kilometers or whatever it is. So I just ran the cross country, rather my legs are pulling the painting, and he gave some other terms and all that. The father was rubbing his legs. He said, oh, this is now a new culture. Father rubbing his legs, reading salah on a chair. So us now, and our fathers, he'll break the chair on our head, boy. So you just stand. You just stand, you leave your cross country, you read your Taraweeh 20 rakats here. You read your 20 rakats here, and if you slip out of the masjid to get somebody's GTI badge, make sure you're back for Witr, boy. Make sure you're there. Father said, where you are? I was here. But you have to clock pad. I sat like that now. Father is busy, the child is busy also. No tarbiyat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah, how to make tarbiyat and how to train our children. Because it's a fikr right now. It's a fikr, we should be making this dua also. Ya Allah, shouldn't be my progeny till Qiyamah any kafir, any mushrik, any bid'ati, any munafiq. Keep my entire progeny on tawheed. And it shouldn't be just wishful thinking. It's going to happen. I have to do something. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا And says, tafsir of the ayat, Al-Usi rahmatullah alayhi says, there's two yateem in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, that wall is about to fall. Under that wall, there was kanzul lahuma, there was a treasure hidden under that wall, with these two yateem. But the highlight of it was, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا He says that the seventh, from the summary of ayat, the seventh generation going up, great, great, great grandparents. Salihah, they had taqwa, they were salih, they were pious. Because of their piety, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent two anbiya of the time, Musa alayhi salam and Khadri alayhi salam, to protect the wealth of these children. Because of the taqwa and piety of the forefathers. There wasn't just wishful thinking. Allah Ta'ala protected the empire. Allah protected the iman also. So we also have to make that effort. Leave our homes, go in the path of Allah. Whether it's i'tikaf, whether it's our 3 days jamaat are going out, whether it's the 40 days, whether it's the 4 months. We have to make that investment for life, for our children and progenies. We don't know who among them now become ulama, become pious, go out in the path of Allah. And we ask ourselves also, wait, how come you pitched up over here? And you hear in the family, you know, my great-grandfather was very pious, passed away in Makkah Sharif. Ah, it was somewhere. Oh, my dada was better, was a tani, better, I had a sheikh. My father was a little bit jigad here and there. And off the track, but he warned us. It was their du'as. Somebody's du'as. Allah Ta'ala will not make it accepted. We lose it completely. Somebody's du'a somewhere. So we have to become that one now in this period of time. For the generations coming ahead, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us, inshallah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi. شنو الله ينعم من الشرق ونصف وعيد